In October of 1957, the Cold War entered a new era as the Soviet Union put a satellite into orbit. Today, the echoes of the Cold War are sounding from the news wires. A Russian military commander publicly warned against an arms race in space, and Garry Kasparov, the chess champion turned Russian opposition leader, worried about the possibility that President Vladimir Putin may remain in power even after his presidency ends next year. News analyst Daniel Shore has been thinking about Russia then and now.
Those were the glory days for Premier Nikita Khrushchev. 50 years ago tomorrow, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first man-made object in orbit, and claimed to dominate the conquest of space. 50 years later, the Soviet Union is no more, and the Pentagon announces the successful test of an anti-missile defense system, causing great heartburn in the Kremlin. The Bush administration has taken great pains to reassure Russia that its anti-missile defense, elements of which are to be positioned in Poland and the Czech Republic, is not targeted against Russia. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are going to Moscow next week to try to persuade the Russians that they have nothing to fear from an American anti-missile system. The Russians remain unconvinced. President Vladimir Putin has made it clear that he will do everything he can to counter a missile defense system, especially one based in part in nearby countries. The Bush administration fears that strained relations with Russia would affect efforts to pressure Iran over its nuclear program and other issues. And the administration may have to reverse its thinking if it believes that it won't have two-term President Putin to contend with much longer. Putin has announced that he will run for a parliament seat in the December election, and from there, becoming premier, he said, is a realistic idea. There is nothing under Russian rules that prevents Putin from shifting power from the presidency to the premiership. The prime minister wields executive power in countries like Britain, and Khrushchev ruled the Soviet Union as premier. With President Bush totally sold on a missile defense system and Putin totally against it, it looks like some chilly times ahead in Russian-American relations. This is Daniel Shore.